Maryland's state song has long been a source of controversy. There have been several attempts to repeal it over the years, but none of them have gone anywhere. But now lawmakers in Annapolis are mounting another effort, and this time some appear more hopeful of success. WYPR's Joel McCord reports.
The despot they're referring to is Abraham Lincoln. He's also called a tyrant, and Union troops are called Northern scum.
I just think that the current state song is embarrassing. It's unsingable. It's embarrassing. No one wants to sing it.
That's Senator Chris West, a Baltimore County Republican, whose bill calls for repealing the state song and holding a contest to replace it. Senator Cheryl Kagan, a Montgomery County Democrat, whose bill would repeal the song without a replacement, says more and more people are offended by it.
It is just not appropriate for the 21st century and for all that we can celebrate in Maryland.
Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes, a Democrat from the Lower Eastern Shore who sings on her church choir, says lyrics are important to her, and the lyrics of Maryland, My Maryland are offensive. She says she's sponsoring the House version of Kagan's bill to be action-oriented.
And ensure that we don't have to continue to send a message of being one that's racist and one that our citizens, in my opinion, the state of Maryland shouldn't have to continue to work with.
Previous repeal efforts have fallen short. Kagan, who has seen three repeal bills die, says there is more public pressure this year, and House Speaker Adrian Jones and Senate President Bill Ferguson support repeal.
And this can be something that Maryland does as its part of understanding that we need to move forward.
There is some opposition. Senator J.B. Jennings, a Republican whose district includes parts of Baltimore and Harford counties, called a previous repeal effort a waste of time. Now he says there's an easier solution.
From what I've heard from everybody, it's one verse in the song. Why not just come up with new words? You replace the lyric with something different. Don't change the actual sound of the song. But, you know, instead, let's change just some of the lyrics.
The sponsors of the repeal and repeal and replace bills say they'd be happy with either one. Sample Hughes says a replacement can be step two in the process.
But step one, we need to recognize that the current state song is in a posture that has racism at the helm, and we need to make sure that that is no longer the case.
Already, there are at least two candidates for replacement songs. Congressman Jamie Raskin, who represents Maryland's 8th Congressional District, unveiled one last August that he co-wrote with the D.C. Labor Chorus director Steve Jones. It's also called Maryland, My Maryland.
Maryland, my Maryland. I'm coming back again.
That was Lunda Miva, a senior at Northwestern High School in Hyattsville, on the vocal. Jeff Holland, an Annapolis musician, wrote, "That's My Maryland" last summer.
I want to climb up to the mountaintop where eagles fly.
The House versions of the bills are up for hearings this afternoon in the Health and Government Operations Committee. The hearings on the Senate bills are scheduled next month. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.